You'll hear five different people talking about the business that each runs. Speaker 1.
It was risky at first, you know. I had been working for a big firm on computers, but I wanted to do something on my own, and I've always loved collecting old things, so I thought, why not try it? I had to learn to drive because you have to travel a lot, to sales and auctions. I never had a car before. What makes it really special is when someone brings in something incredibly rare, some antique they've had tucked away at home somewhere for years. I love the look on their faces when you say, yes, well, that old vase you have there is worth £500,000.
Speaker 2.
You might think it's exciting and glamorous and all that, but in fact, I hardly ever get out of the place. I work pretty much alone, so there I sit in front of a computer, with customers in and out all the time and the phones ringing, and it does get tiring. Of course, the internet's a great help. I don't have to go digging through brochures and calling airlines every 2 minutes like in the old days. It's really so easy nowadays. I mean, anyone can read all about where they want to go and book online if they want to.
Speaker 3.
It's a big responsibility, yeah. You have to make sure people get what they want out of their training or they might just give up. I tell them that they should look after themselves as carefully as they look after their car. Of course, I have to make sure the machines are in good order. You can have an accident if they aren't. But my main job is to design training programs for the customers. I really like helping them get into shape, you know, looking and feeling better.
Speaker 4.
Well, I never dreamt it would get so big. I started out with just a small collection, mostly old stuff I'd had for years. Fiction, poetry, biographies, cookery, travel, quite a lot of travel, because I went abroad a lot when I was younger. Then people started coming in to trade what they'd already read, and the business really took off. Nowadays, I sell a lot over the internet, too. They say television is killing reading, but I don't think that's true, not from the amount of orders we get.
Speaker 5.
My dad started up the business. Of course, it wasn't the same then. It was just business machines, basic manual stuff. But then he decided to retire, and all the stuff in the place started to look out of date. I got interested in computers and all that. They were completely new then, and it grew from there. It's a good business, but the technology is changing so fast it's impossible to keep up. And people, kids, you know, use these things from a really early age. Makes you wonder, when a 12-year-old can set up a system faster than you can.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
It was risky at first, you know. I had been working for a big firm on computers, but I wanted to do something on my own, and I've always loved collecting old things, so I thought, why not try it? I had to learn to drive because you have to travel a lot, to sales and auctions. I never had a car before. What makes it really special is when someone brings in something incredibly rare, some antique they've had tucked away at home somewhere for years. I love the look on their faces when you say, yes, well, that old vase you have there is worth £500,000.
Speaker 2.
You might think it's exciting and glamorous and all that, but in fact, I hardly ever get out of the place. I work pretty much alone. So there I sit in front of a computer, with customers in and out all the time and the phones ringing, and it does get tiring. Of course, the internet's a great help. I don't have to go digging through brochures and calling airlines every 2 minutes like in the old days. It's really so easy nowadays. I mean, anyone can read all about where they want to go and book online if they want to.
Speaker 3.
It's a big responsibility, yeah. You have to make sure people get what they want out of their training or they might just give up. I tell them that they should look after themselves as carefully as they look after their car. Of course, I have to make sure the machines are in good order. You can have an accident if they aren't. But my main job is to design training programs for the customers. I really like helping them get into shape, you know, looking and feeling better.
Speaker 4.
Well, I never dreamt it would get so big. I started out with just a small collection, mostly old stuff I'd had for years. Fiction, poetry, biographies, cookery, travel, quite a lot of travel, because I went abroad a lot when I was younger. Then people started coming in to trade what they'd already read, and the business really took off. Nowadays, I sell a lot over the internet too. They say television is killing reading, but I don't think that's true. Not from the amount of orders we get.
Speaker 5.
My dad started up the business. Of course, it wasn't the same then. It was just business machines, basic manual stuff. But then he decided to retire, and all the stuff in the place started to look out of date. I got interested in computers and all that. They were completely new then, and it grew from there. It's a good business, but the technology is changing so fast it's impossible to keep up. And people, kids, you know, use these things from a really early age. Makes you wonder, when a 12-year-old can set up a system faster than you can,